אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
The latest, unfortunately, is a continuing upsurge in incidents. We are seeing it overwhelmingly in high schools, but not only in high schools, in the workplace, at universities, in the TAFE sector. Just two days ago, I received one of the most serious episodes of all of anti-Semitism in a high school, which I've seen in a long time. And this came from a private school, where two things. First of all, the student who contacted me reported, she said, over 12 months worth of horrendous anti-Semitic abuse, as in jokes, in quotes, like, we're going to sell, and apologies to listeners here, we're going to sell the barbecued Jews, we're going to sell the burnt Jews. And then it got worse. And how did it get worse? There was a debate in quotes, and the topic was, were the Nazis responsible for the murder of 6 million Jews? And there were two sides to this debate. And to make it even worse, if that's possible, the teacher who was organizing this, and in the end, said that she agreed with both sides. This is obviously beyond appalling. I've had a long conversation with the principal of the school and put a number of proposals to him about how to deal with this, what to do about all this. And this is just one example. Just yesterday, I was contacted by someone employed by a government department here in New South Wales. There was a discussion going on where one member of the department said Hitler should have killed all the Jews, and this was in front of a government, a senior employee who did nothing and who then dismissed it. And I'm receiving complaint or notification after notification of such incidents, as I say, mainly in the high school sector, but also at university and also at TAFE and also in the workplace.
We are talking to Vic Aladev, CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, and you're listening to Shalom Australia on SBS Radio with Nitza Lowenstein. Vic, can you please tell us what happened? Why do you think there is such a resurge of anti-Semitism?
That is always the most difficult and challenging question, and a number of incidents play into it. First of all, incidents feed on each other. People tend to be copycats, and people who engage in such behavior tend to be cowards. And so when they see others are doing it, well, then if others are doing it, then it's okay for me to do it as well. And they'll join this pack mentality, this herd mentality. Social media is a toxic vehicle. Of course, it's wonderful in terms of we can find out all information we want at the press of a button. Equally, at the press of a button, we can send out the most hateful messages to a million people by pressing a button, and one can do so anonymously. At the same time, compounding all of that, there's an increasing tolerance of intolerance, an increasing intolerance of diversity, increasing lack of respect for diversity, of difference. And so all of these factors play into each other. One also has to remember, even at a more serious level, in some of the recent terrorist incidents, whether it's Christchurch or the number of synagogues, particularly in the US, which have been attacked in recent months, so many of those perpetrators, of those terrorists, have prefaced their terrorist attacks by being active on particular social media platforms, and particular platforms which are the home of those who engage in this terrible bigotry and hate. All these factors playing into each other. There is good news, is that what I have found in my role as CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies is that the majority of authorities in the educational sector are as appalled by these incidents as we are. And I found a very receptive audience to deal constructively with these episodes. And I'll give two quick examples. At one leading girls' school here in Sydney, a leading private girls' school, where three students had posted on Twitter messages like, we will burn the Jews and we will gas the Jews. It was the school which contacted me to let us know what about. And we had a very constructive discussion. I ended up meeting with those three students, and there was a positive repercussion and way forward out of that. Another example, TAFE in New South Wales has 500,000 students. And a young man, a Jewish student who had been studying there for 3 years, for 2 years, he had been targeted with racist abuse by two students in his class. He had reported up the line, nothing had been done. Eventually he came to see me, and after a number of meetings, what has happened right now is that TAFE New South Wales has implemented a 10-point protocol governing behavior for staff, for students, online reporting mechanism, a 10-point protocol as a direct result of the Jewish Board of Deputies getting involved in response to that 2 years of anti-Semitic abuse. To the credit of TAFE, after the terrible situation where nothing was done, the end result has been a very positive outcome with this 10-point protocol. And it's such a best practice outcome that I have recommended it to some of our major universities here in Sydney.
We're talking to Vic Aladef, CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, and you're listening to Shalom Australia, SBS Radio, with Nitza Lowenstein. Vic, what advice can you give our listeners if they confront anti-Semitism or they know of any cases?
It is so important that listeners, in whatever state the listener happens to be in, to contact the Jewish community's roof body, because if we don't know about it, we cannot act on it. So if you're in New South Wales, contact New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, let us know. In Victoria, the Jewish Community Council of Victoria, Queensland Jewish Board of Deputies, etc., etc. It is so important to contact the authorities. Equally, if you feel that you are able to do so, to speak out at the time. Now, that's not always easy, but I'll give one simple example. I was recently at a memorial ceremony in the Jewish section of Brookwood, which is the largest cemetery in New South Wales. And there was a memorial ceremony to honor Australia's first ever detective. His name was Israel Chapman. And I'm talking 150 years ago, where the police in New South Wales honored him. They unveiled a memorial stone in his name. Afterwards, standing around with senior police officers, with members of the public who had attended, an individual said, this individual is not a member of the Jewish community, but she says loudly, as if it was a joke, "I've always called my son a Jew," she says. And there was this uncomfortable pause. You knew something was coming. She says, "Because he's tight with money." Now, this was, not only was it appalling, but it came moments after. We just had a ceremony to honor Australia's first policeman who happened to be Jewish. So there were 6 or 8 people who, and I was one of them. And then the conversation then moved on. I thought to myself, I'm not letting this go. So I quietly said to her, "Can we have a quiet chat, please?" And I took her aside and I said to her very quietly, very respectfully, "You know, you just said something which was very hurtful and very offensive." "Oh, what did I say?" And I repeated it. And she says, "Oh, that's what we say in this country." I said, "I know that, but we don't mean anything by it." I said, "I know that, but here's why it's hurtful and here's why it's offensive. And just think, if a 10-year-old child happens to be hearing you, what impression will he have of Jewish people?" And we had a very respectful conversation. Now, is that person going to change? I have no idea. But if we don't say something, that person will never think twice about making such a remark again. This time, now, perhaps she will think twice. So to come back to your question, if it's doable and it's not always easy, we should confront the situation respectfully, calmly at the time, not get angry, because then you've lost before you start. And secondly, if it's in an institution, in the workplace, in the school, and at the university, notify the Jewish community representative body, because if we don't know about it, we can't do anything about it.
Vic Aladef, CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. Thank you so much. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.